Blessed be the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Today, we celebrate with joy, with gladness, even as we wait. As we heard in the passage from Isaiah, the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocuses, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy, for water shall break forth from the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. Even trees shall grow up in our midst and with us, and beautiful pink vestments shall be donned by those who celebrate, thanks to our own Barb Lowry. Today is one of those days that sort of knocks us out of the deep, dark blue of this season. The long loneliness, as one had articulated, of this season. Yet we are called still to be patient, as we hear from James. All of this will come to pass, is coming to pass in good time, in God's time. I know it's not exactly the right time of year for this image, but I'm brought to mind that there is nothing so exciting as a child waiting for a seed they have planted in a plastic cup. Back and forth they run to check that cup every hour, turning it a little bit, moving it into the sun, adding a little more water, going back and doing their thing, coming back to the cup shortly thereafter, day in and day out. That's the kind of waiting we're involved in. Waiting patiently and sometimes impatiently for that seed to burst through the soil and grow into whatever it may yield. It's not time yet. Advent, I like to think of in some ways as our fallow season. Fallow seasons are necessary and life-giving. Fallow time is that time when the ground gets to rest, when our very center of our being gets to rest and gets fed and gets nourished. On the outside, like the landscape around us, fallow ground looks dead. But beneath the surface, the soil is being churned and stirred. Today is Stir Up Sunday. The soil beneath us and within us is being churned and stirred. Life is teeming, getting ready for the next opportunity to bring forth new life. So I'm afraid I inflicted too much of my Advent curmudgeonliness on my children. I used to be way more of an Advent curmudgeon than I was pre-children. I did that, especially when they were younger. They took me too seriously when I suggested we should wait a while longer before singing Christmas music. My point was that we should at least wait until after Thanksgiving. Maybe into the first or second Sunday in Advent. But on more than one occasion, I heard and still hear a growl or a remark when Christmas music comes on the radio. It's not Christmas. From my children. When we were home in Mississippi over Thanksgiving, we turned into a neighborhood and saw a yard full of blazing Christmas lights and decorations. And our youngest proclaimed, "What? It is not even Christmas yet." Like, he couldn't even get excited. We're like, "Look at the lights, look at the..." "It's not Christmas yet." Indeed, we are called to wait patiently in this holy season. We are called to be patient with one another, with ourselves. As we heard from James, do not grumble with one another. Grumbling, I hear a lot these days. Yet it is an injunction from our scriptures. Do not grumble. But we're preparing for a party, a celebration. And part of preparing for a party is a prelude of what is to come. If the party is to be one of great joy and rejoicing, as indeed Christmas is, then our preparations, this waiting time, should still resemble that same joy and rejoicing. But I'm mindful that this season is difficult for some folks, for very real reasons. For death, for divorce, for diagnoses, for despair. Even still, as we heard from Isaiah, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, the heads of those who suffer and struggle. Everlasting joy. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This too shall pass. Even for those struggling with loss and grief, this season is a time of preparing for the joy of new life emerging out of our fallow landscapes. There's no requirement that we sing fa-la-la-la-la at the top of our lungs. My 13-year-old will be glad to know that there is no requirement for that. But we are invited to look around, to see in the landscape, both beyond us and within, the possibilities that may not be evident to just everyone. Possibilities that transcend our commercialized happiness and frolicking, that send some of us into the closets hiding our heads. Possibilities that reside in the darker corners and places of lack and sadness, in the dry lands, the deserts, the places of blindness, infirmity, and thirst. They may be around the edges, just beyond the bright lights, just beyond the splashes of color that overwhelm us. They are like a gentle hum of carols, trying to find voice and longing to be heard. Advent invites us to wait, but it also invites us to have eyes and ears to be aware, to be attuned to that humming beneath the surface, and to be, as I shared with us last year on this Sunday, catalysts for the changes we wish to see, changes that bring that humming into articulation. A catalyst is a person or a thing that precipitates an event. John the Baptist was a catalyst who precipitated or prepared the way for Jesus and challenges us to do the same. As a catalyst, it may at times feel like you are a voice crying out in the wilderness. You may feel like you alone cannot make much difference, or that your gifts are too small or too insignificant or not good enough. So it is with catalysts. It only takes a small amount. It takes but a spark to set the world afire. Today is Rose Sunday, a breath of fresh air in the midst of the darkness. Gaudete Sunday, a Sunday where we are reminded that joy and justice are intertwined in the coming of the one who breathes life in our fallow and otherwise darkened world. Let us be a people who are catalysts, who remind the world and live out and call out the notion that joy and justice reside together. Blessed be the name of the one holy and living God. Amen.